الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون صدق الله العظيم. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon the greatest of all creation, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, we remind ourselves that it's through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of our beloved Nabi Akram alayhi salatu wa salam upon us that we have been blessed with the honor of listening to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Insha'Allah ta'ala, today we will be discussing Surah Al-Infitar. Surah Al-Infitar is a Makki surah and it consists of 19 verses. Imam Suyuti rahimullah has written a very amazing point with regards to the connection between the current surahs that we are discussing. Imam Suyuti rahimullah mentions that in Surah Al-Takwir, which is going to come inshallah soon, Surah Al-Infitar, Surah Al-Mutaffifin and Surah Al-Inshiqaq. In all four of these surahs, different and various different descriptions of the day of Qiyamah will be coming. And in all of them, there is a chronological order here where in Surah Al-Takwir, the earlier signs of the day of Qiyamah are discussed, and towards the end, in Surah Al-Inshiqaq and Surah Al-Mutaffifin, the later signs and the later stages of the day of Qiyamah will be mentioned. To begin with, in one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever would like to see the day of Qiyamah as if he is looking at it with his own eyes, then he should read إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, he should read إِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ, and he should read إِذَا السَّمَاءُ شَقَّتْ. For when we look into the translation and the tafsir of these surahs, we understand what is going to happen when Qiyamah will take place. This hadith is in Tirmizi Sharif. Also, in Nisa'i Sharif, it's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu to recite Surah Al-Infitar, along with Surah Al-Duha and Surah Al-A'la in Isha Salah. Respected brothers, in various places in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to, has spoken about, has described the day of Qiyamah. In some places, it's described as Yawm Al-Tanad. In some places, we prayed Al-Qari'ah, Bal-Qari'ah. In some places you mentioned كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا. And these are just one of many or few of many, many, many verses of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the day of Qiyamah. In Surah Al-Infitar, there is also a very powerful description of the day of Qiyamah. So imagine we are standing as we are, where we are. And suddenly, we look into the sky. And what do we see? We see the stars who we have been looking at for so many years, the sun, the moon in their places. Suddenly we see the stars, what is happening to the stars? Their very, the realm of reality is being ripped apart as we speak. The territorial integrity of the stars that has been constant for so many centuries and thousands of years, kept in their place by gravity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the command and gravity itself will cease to exist. This will result in the stars, in every single star, in every constellation in existence. It will result in them spiraling out of control, crashing into each other and exploding in their very places. At the same time, the sky itself will rip and shred apart and split apart, and we will begin to see the angels descending from the heaven in preparation for the day of Qiyamah. That is the situation above us. At the same time, on the very earth, the oceans will start to gush forth in such a way that all the seven oceans will mix into each other and they will become one vast ocean. Some ulama also say that the movement that has never been seen before on earth will be so powerful that the water itself will be sucked up by the earth and the seas and the oceans will cease to exist. A cry will be heard so loud that the souls who have already experienced death, who have already tasted death, and have already gone and reached the land of the souls, even the souls who have passed away will experience Qiyamah. And the sound will be so loud that even the souls who have passed away will start to experience anxiety and discomfort at the sound of Qiyamah coming. These are just some of the descriptions of the day of Qiyamah we find in the Holy Quran. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lamu bihaqiqatihi. Only Allah knows exactly what will happen on that day. The day is the very fateful day when humanity itself will come to an end. The history of humanity will end here. That book which has been being written as we speak will cease to exist. It will be come to its culmination and it will end, and this will be the end of the story of the world. The dunya will end as it is and Qiyamah will start. This is some of the descriptions that we find in this surah. It is indeed a terrifying day. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again brings the description of the day of Qiyamah is to make us understand and to make us aware and to awake us from this sleep, this heedlessness and this sleep that we are in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awaken our hearts. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَتَرَتْ, when the heavens will split apart. And وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ, and when the stars will disperse and they will fall and they will shatter and they will also cease to exist. Can you imagine the planets, the stars, as we look up into the sky, just crashing into each other and just exploding into smithereens? It's just the realms of reality will be ripped from where they have been for so many years. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ, and when the seas will burst forth. There are two possibilities. It mentions that one possibility is that they will mix the salt salty water, the fresh water will mix into each other. It is mentioned in Surah Al-Rahman, بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَنْ, that they do not mix, but on the day of, when the day of Qiyamah is going to begin, this barrier that stops them from mixing will be removed, and then they'll start to mix into each other. Others, Allama Alusi rahimahullah mentions that they'll mix, and then the earth will suck up all the water, and then the seas will also, the oceans will cease to exist. On this point, we've mentioned three events: the splitting of the sky, the dispersing of the stars, and the mixing of the sea. All three of these things will happen when the trumpet is initially blown. When the trumpet is blown for the second time, what will happen? وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ, and when the graves will spill out their contents, meaning that the bodies that were buried in the graves, they will start to come out at the second blowing of the trumpet, and they will proceed to the plane of resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. Every person will then know that which they have sent forward and that which they have left behind. What does this mean? There are three possible meanings for this. Firstly, that the things that a person has sent forward refers to the deeds that a person did. Meaning, the rewards of his deeds will be given to him. He sent it forward, it will be given to him on the day of Qiyamah. Whatever a person didn't do, he has left behind in the world. The second meaning is that the things that we have done for ourselves, our namaz, our fasting, our charity, we will get that reward. The things we made other people do, we leave that behind. So for example, a person, he built a masjid and then he passed away. So the masjid he's left behind, he's gone. So this reward he's left behind, it'll catch up with him later on the day of Qiyamah. And the third possible meaning is specifically regarding wealth. That a person, the wealth he has spent in the path of Allah, he sent forward. The wealth he didn't spend in the path of Allah, he has left behind. Either he's wasted it, or he has left it for his inheritance. All three meanings are possible. This is what the ulama have mentioned. Now, the message here is that the mention of all of these events should have meant that a person was aware, a person acted like one who is aware of these events. Meaning he was loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did the good things, he stayed away from the bad things. However, this was not the case. And due to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses mankind. Ya ayyuha al-insan, O mankind, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. What was it that deceived you with regards to Rabbika al-Kareem, your gracious Lord? In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the end of mankind. And now in the next verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk about the beginning of mankind. And when a person considers the end of mankind and the beginning of mankind, a person should have immediately come to this conclusion that based on the fact that Allah has created me, which is going to be talked about in the next verses, and based on the fact that Qiyamah is going to come, the world is going to end, I am going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Based on these two facts, rational thinking would mean that a person comes to the conclusion that I need to be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to worship Him the way He has commanded me to worship Him. And this is the only way that when in the end, when I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will be successful. And mainly because of the fact that whenever someone does something good to us, generally we be loyal to them and we repay them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is describing exactly how the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did upon us before we were even born. Yeah? The creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the creation of mankind. However, the reality is that we have forgotten. Some ulama have gone into a discussion here with regards to the use of the word Kareem. That there are many different sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why has Kareem been used here? Kareem is the one who is gracious, who does ihsan upon people. So some ulama have written that there's a bit of discussion here. However, the khulasa and the crux of the discussion, it comes in a very beautiful way that Allama Alusi Rahimullah has written. And he says that what's happened to us, because of the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've mistaken this kindness of Allah for weakness. And because of our mistakenly interpreting kindness as weakness, we have gone and been disloyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have forgotten the ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thinking that the same way Allah has been so kind to me now, it's fine if I don't pray my namaz on the day of Qiyamah. Allah maaf kare dehi. Yeah, Allah will forgive me. This is a great, grave error that has been made on our behalf. And that is the best summary that has been mentioned in Tafsir of Ruhul Ma'ani by Allama Alusi Rahimullah. And this is our reality. A little bit of discussion here with regards to the address of mankind. Ya ayyuhal insan. So some ulama say that insan over here isn't everyone, but only the disbelievers. Other ulama say it also includes the Muslims who are sinners. So the address will not be for those people who are good and they are loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned in various ahadith that Hadhrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, when he recited this verse, he said that it is the ignorance and the lack of knowledge that has made us come into a deception with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reality of knowledge. Knowledge is light, and light guides us upon the right path. If we have ignorance, we have a lack of knowledge, then we'll start to think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so gracious and so forgiving that He will forgive all my sins even if I don't be loyal to Him. This is not how the mindset of a mu'min is supposed to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on, الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. He is the one who created you. فَسَوَّاكَ, He perfected you. And فَعَدَلَكَ, and He made you in due proportion. Various different descriptions here. Initially, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about creation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about sawaka. And this normally refers to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in such a way that our arms, our heads, shoulders, our entire bodies are all made in a certain way that we can function in our day-to-day lives easily without having to go through much trouble. And they give an example of, imagine our eyes were at the bottom of our feet. So every time we needed to see something, we'd have to lift our foot up. But Allah has made our eyes here, so that we just walk and we see as we need to see. Yeah, Allah subhanahu has given us a neck so we can move our heads. Allah has given us ears so we can hear on both sides. When we want to eat food, we see it with our eyes. We bring it to our mouth, we can smell it. So if it's bad, we can smell it. Oh, it's going to be bad. And we'll move it away. And then we taste it before it goes down into our stomach. Sometimes we taste it, oh, this has gone bad, so we'll spit it out. So many ways that Allah, the way Allah has created us. Along with this, internally, the way Allah has made a balance inside our bodies, there's so many different things going on inside our bodies at all times. There's blood, water, oxygen, carbon dioxide, fluids, meat, bones, different body parts functioning in different ways. But Allah has made it in such a way that it always, they work with each other. You know, we don't have to, you know, sometimes some people have illness and they have to use machines to function on a daily basis. Yeah, and how difficult it is for them, like dialysis machine. Every day they have to carry the machine with them, things like that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this for us, and they all worked in perfect unison. This is the karam and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Yet, how do we repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. And in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He molded you in whichever form He wanted to. Mankind themselves are very unique in the sense and the way that we have just described. In addition to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made every single human different in such a way that we are all, even though every single one of us has our eyes at the front of our heads, we have noses in the exact same place, our cheeks are in the same places, mouths, all of our bodies are the same. You'd think that millions and billions of people in the world, you'd think that there'd be so many people that just look the same. But this is the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has made all of us look different. We can recognize each other, and this is another way that Allah has made it easy for us to function. We have individual voices, we have, everyone has different fingerprints, different biometrics, etc., different DNA. This helps us to recognize each other. Another way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has molded us. Another example is in one hadith that with regards to DNA, that one day, one sahabi, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said that, you know, Ya Rasulullah, my wife, she has given birth to a child who is of dark complexion, whereas him and his wife were not of dark complexion. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, do you have any camels? So the man said, yes. He said that, what are their colors? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, you know, they're reddish. So he said, any of them have a dark complexion? He said, yes. So he said that, where did the dark complexion come from? So he says that, you know, it might be a strain of, you know, DNA from their forefathers. So he said, likewise, every child, they can also have DNA from their forefathers like that. So like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it similar in so many ways and also different in so many ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that, even though, regardless of all the evidence put in front of you, no, rather you deny the day of the requital. كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِذِينَ. Even though upon you there are angels who are watching you, inspecting you. Who are they? They are the angels, كِرَامًا and كَاتِبِينَ, the noble ones who are writing all the time. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, they know what you are doing. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ, indeed, the good ones, the righteous people, they are in bliss. Inshallah, we will finish off here today. And inshallah ta'ala, there is much more to say with regards to the angels, but time is short. Inshallah ta'ala, we will hope to complete the tafsir of Surah Al-Infitar in the coming week. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the true understanding of the Holy Quran. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the awareness that is due of a mu'min, the awareness of the day of Qiyamah, the awareness of our death that is coming soon, the awareness of our reality and our duty in life. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Himself beloved to us and makes us beloved to Him. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with obedience and subordination and subservience and loyalty to Him. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from His pious and close ones and His beloved ones. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.